This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and today I'm with Eric Hidd, who's the Director of Marketing for Bedford Reinforced Plastics.
We actually started out manufacturing agricultural products. The owner of the company in his first life was a dairy farmer, and when he started the business, we started out making fencing. There, the past couple of years, we have worked with fertilizer companies. For the same reasons that we're talking about the biodiesel, is in the fertilizer is a very corrosive material, the potash. We have been replacing a lot of the safety equipment at some of those plants. We were also looking at poultry, barns, replacing the wood structure, fiberglass structure.
Now, when you replace that structure, say on a poultry farm, a lot of people's perception, Eric, on poultry is the smell, right? I mean, you have all the waste product and the smell. So how does your material, when you replace that structure with your material, how does that benefit more than just the fact that you have a stronger building?
Chicken feces is very corrosive. So they're constantly replacing major parts of the barns. It'll eat away at the columns where the fiberglass. I don't know that you would go in and just replace one piece at a time, but if you built the entire structure out of composite in place of, say, the wood structure, you don't have to deal with those maintenance issues.
How long, again, would this structure last? Are we talking 10, 15 years? Or are we talking 20, 25 plus years?
Well, we have material in the field for over 30 years now in different applications. I mean, we've been in one of our oldest markets, water treatment, where we started replacing redwood that was used in the water treatment plants, and we've got material in there that's over 30 years old. We've been building cooling tower structures for 20 years, so the life expectancy, 20 to 30 years or more.
So I'd say, Eric, on one end, that's a pretty good plug for the product, but on the back end, it's sort of bad for you because you don't ever have to go back and replace your product.
They're always building new barns and cooling towers, and water treatment seems to be a very big market. There's always need for new water treatment and wastewater treatment facilities.
And just to clarify, when you mentioned poultry on the agricultural side, but I'm guessing that you could build a structure for any animal. So it could be cattle, it could be hogs, it could be whatever, you name it, any type of structural building on a farm can use your material, correct?
It could be. As long as you just have to remember there has to be a significant need. It is a more expensive material than, say, wood. So you're looking for what we go in, what we're looking for is a significant need. What is the problem that we can solve? So if you have, and generally we're looking for a couple things. One is, do you need to reduce weight? That's usually not a factor in farming or a barn. Is there a corrosion problem? That is a problem. We find that a lot of times. And then do you need to have a non-conductive material, or does it need to be fire retardant? And there's other little value adds that we can put in on top of those, the major problem. It's just not, you're not going, this isn't a material that you just say, wow, I'd like to go composite and, just because.
Right.
You've got to have a significant need. And that's where our sales guys are coming in, and they'll evaluate the situation, and they will determine if it's a good fit. If it's not, we'll be up front and say we don't believe that this is the best fit for your application.
So for these growers who come to see you at Farm Progress, that's something that you and your sales team can really walk through them. You'll ask them these types of questions about their operations to determine if this could be a fit.
Right. What you generally like to do is come out, look at the operation. We'll send some sales guys out, maybe an estimator or two, and we can take a real close look at what they're doing and find out if the material is a good fit for. Ultimately, we want to sell product, but the solution, we have to have a solution that's going to fit the problem.
Right. Okay, so let's reiterate again that you're going to be in booth 575 at Farm Progress. And that show is from August 30th through September 1st.
Yes.
So, Eric, for growers who are interested in integrating the fiberglass reinforced polymer into their operations, can they reach you both via phone and website?
Yes.
And, Eric, can you give us your phone number and your website address again?
The website is bedfordreinforced.com, and our 800 number is 800-377-3280.
Great. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.